Sif days. The Mahabir says the people use stones or bricks to put around their path, to protect their path and put around the kadera. If they want not to be muksa, the miyachada that can be used la'olam permanently for this purpose, for atmana purposes. Because if you're not miyachada, it doesn't have chashivas, it's muksa machas gufoy, and then it's getting muksa on Shabbos, not going to be able to talk to them to get them out of the way. And the only eats is to miyachada, and in fact, the Bir Halacha brings to the bath, and I hear it refused many times, that good enough, you have to miyachada la'olam, this is more chomer than mukin that we had in the beginning of the siman. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Gimel, that somebody who's matmin in a box that's full of gizei tzemer, full of shearings of wool, which are muksa on Shabbos, and he takes the pot out, and now he wants to put the pot back in, which you're allowed to do, because you're allowed to do chazara, as long as you do in the ways I mutter, you're allowed to be maksa something into hatamona situation I was in from before, on Shabbos. So he wants to put the pot back in, so as long as the guma, the groove that the pot created is still there, you can stick it right back into the groove where it came from. However, if the groove got ruined, now you can't put it in, because now, when you try to create a new groove, you end up being metal to muksa, metal to the gizei tzemer, lakan, and that's a problem of moving muksa. But the Shulchan Aruch says, even though a tchila one could take it out, adas to put it back, if the groove does not get ruined, then we're not afraid, though zera, they might come to create a new groove, a new guma, if this one got ruined. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the yeshemrim, even if someone's matman, and when there's no isser of muksa, it's something that's mutal to talt, it's not muksa. Still, if the guma got ruined, you cannot put it back in and create a new guma, new groove, because since the pot, they have to make a place for some making a new groove, that's similar to being matman, a new atmona on Shabbos. So this second shita is more matmer than the first shita. They hold even with no isser of muksa, still, you cannot make a new atmona groove on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah brings at the matmirim, a matmer, and the kilim are mekel, and he says in the Bir Halacha that the machlekes apaiskim, machlekes in the leir afrenim, halapaskin on the shiloh. Sif Dalit. If you're matman with something that's muksa, but you cover the tab of the kdera with something that's not muksa, there's no problem. Just uncover the cover, which is not muksa, and take the kdera out and pull it out. Even though the hatimana, which is muksa, the thing which you're matman around, might fall and might cave in out. That's not a problem. You're not being metalta directly. There's no problem with total muksa. Sif Hey. What if you're matman, you wrapped and your kisa and you covered all something that's muksa? The top, bottom, and sides, all something that's muksa. Still, there's the etza. If a little bit of the pot is sticking out, you can pull the pot out by that little piece and you can put it back in. However, if the pot's not sticking out at all, it's completely enveloped in muksa, then there's no etza. Even though there's no etza at the moment, if he pushes out the problem, he can't get the pot out because of the etza of total muksa. Sivval. If Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, and now you want to atmona on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, and Dover She'im Mesev Hevel, you're allowed to atmona on Erev Shabbos. So the question is, could you matmen with avonim with stones? And the first Shita Shulchan Aruch holds that it's also to matmen with avonim, because now it's not Shabbos yet, but it's Yom Tov, it's similar to Binyan, it's like a Rabbon, the Ginyan of Binyan, a Binyan arrives to also Rabbon on Yom Tov, a building construction. The Yesh Matirim, others are matir, and they say, Mishnah explains, I'll cover Shabbos, there's no Gzer. And Mishnah Berurah says, that if there's another option, how to do that without the seer of Avon, without setting up the stones that should be a Shalv Binyan, everyone agrees it's also. The only question is, if you know the way to do it, are you allowed to do it this way or not? And after that, Mishbur brings to El Rabba and Shukunach Rav, the minig is Tim Ekel. Siv Zai, one more Siv. You have an oven, they put the chaman, you put the hot food, you put the chaland in there, and you close the pia taner up with a board, and then it would smoothen the clothes with tit, it would seal it with tit. So now you want to take the chaman out on Shabbos, you have to. That ceiling of tit, you want to knock it down, open it. It's not a problem of being seisar on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's not a problem with mutter. And Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no problem with this, not even Rabbanan, because everyone knows that the ceiling is not meant to be long term. It's meant to be just till Shabbos day when you want to get the chaman to chalon down. Therefore, there's no problem with binyan and stira. And then afterwards, you want to put the chaman, have you chaman out, you want to go and seal it again, you can go and seal it again, as long as doing the way that's mutter on Shabbos. However, this kakolim lekashas, if there's coals that are lit inside the oven, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't do Adei Yisrael, you have to do it Adei and Yehudi through a goy. But Yid can't do it. It's a problem of Kiva, you're going to play around too much with Egg Machab the Gecholim, and it's a psikration for doing that. A goy, we're not to worry about Mir La'akamam psikration. Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't seal it completely, even a Yid could do it, there's no real Kiva going on. He brings to the Magen Avraham, but only if you leave it very open. If you leave it a little bit open, that's not good enough, you still going to have issues of Maver and Machab. The Rabbis is Makkah with crack, you can have Yid be Sais and the Tana, if the Arkham look to show us Mesavachan through his dash, not to make all the old snap secretion entirely, unless a fire that's burning inside it, then it's for sure secretion, and it's going to be Usar Lukulyam. There are Moses, there are those are mocked where the Yid should not be Sais to the steam of Satana, if it's possible to do with the Goni, even if there's no Goni, you should try to do with the cotton. If not, build audition.